Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hi, Deborah. This is Shayna Kwong from Family First Care. I have on the line Brittany. She's calling regarding her mom, Renee Williams. And Medicaid ID is 34010194888. So I'm calling to request authorization to be sent to Family First. And in the meantime, we'll have onboarded her daughter, Brandy, as to work as a caregiver. So our tax ID is 822-843-555. You can call me back. My number is 267-551-7427. Brittany, do you want to add anything?
Yes, and can she give me a call back first? My phone number is 267-315.
Hello?
Hi, is this Deborah?
Hi,
Deborah. Hi, my name is Brittany Washington. I'm the daughter of Renee Williams. I just recently found out that my mother was approved for waiver services.
Yeah, I tried to call her with the number you guys signed up with, but the guy said that it was a wrong number.
Oh, I'm not sure what number. The number, I can give you the number that should be on her file that I'm available at.
Okay, hold on, let me pull up her file. Okay, so the number we have is 267-333-9444.
Yeah, that was our old phone number. That number is not active anymore. Yeah.
Okay.
So I can give you the phone number.
Okay, what's your number?
Yeah, it's 267-315-9910.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Brittany Washington. I'm her daughter, Renee Williams' daughter.
Okay, I was calling to set up, like, an appointment for me to come out to see your mom. I was wondering if Monday would be good for you.
Yeah, Monday is fine. Right now she is in a skilled, getting physical therapy because she was hospitalized at a skilled nursing center, so it would have to be there.
Okay, that's fine. What's the address to that?
Let me get the address. So she is at Ivy Hill Post-Acute Nursing and Rehabilitation. Their address is 1401 Ivy Hill Road, Philadelphia, 19150. And what time on Monday? The morning would probably be best for me. Like
10:30 would be fine for you?
Yeah, 10:30. So either that time or, like, I can be, like, afternoon, like, whatever one works best. It's like I can either go into work late or I can leave early.
I guess it's just up to you. So this assessment is going to be, like, 3 hours. So just give or take.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right, so whichever one is best for you.
Yeah, let's do the 10:30. 10:30 is fine because since it's going to be 3 hours, I'll just take that from my life for the day. All right, 3 hours, 10:30 a.m., and we're going to meet there. So I'll let the social worker and stuff there know if they answer because they're horrible there.
Is there, like, a specific room number that I should be going to?
Yeah, she's in room 214.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. And she still lives at 2950 North Bonsall Street.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Just make sure, like, with the county office that you guys update the number just in case they want to reach out to her for something so they won't use that number.
Okay, I thought I did that online because I get emails and stuff. I updated the number, but I don't know why it's not because I did it on her Compass account.
Oh, it's fine. These things are slow to update, so it's fine. As long as you did it already, I'm sure whenever they find the time, they'll update it. It's no worries.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because they send me emails and stuff, so.
Oh, okay, then. Okay. Yeah, you know, they're weird over there. But, yeah, thank you for calling me. I just found it so funny that you called me after I called the number, and I'm like, oh, wow. I'm just like, I guess now I have to go do a pop-up to go see if she's there or not. Yeah, okay, I will see you on Monday then.
Okay, so Deborah, this is Shayna from Family First.
Hi.
Hi. So I just want to confirm, she's not approved for hours yet, right?
No, no, I haven't even done the assessment yet.
Okay, so you're doing it on Monday?
Yeah, so let's hold off because I was the independent broker told me to start reaching out to home agencies. So let's meet on Monday and then reach back out to you, the home health first family first.
Yeah, sure. So just to make sure that Deborah, you have my number and information, whatever information you need.
Yeah, it's fine. I can always just look you up in our system. That's not a problem.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much.
Brittany, I'm going to call you on that number just so you have my number.
Okay, great. Please, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.